Now, Art Battle comes to Sydney for the first time on Friday, January 25th. It's hosted by the Factory Theatre in Enmore. The event will showcase the talents of local artists as they battle it out in live sessions of competitive painting. Now, artists will transform blank canvases into beautiful pieces of art in just 20 minutes. All to live music, and the audience will vote to determine a winner. Now, this morning we are joined by Blexi Neely. She's the organizer and showrunner of The Nine. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Now, this sounds way cooler than I could ever imagine. Tell us how it all works. So everyone gets a canvas. Is it up on a stage? Is it in like a big...
It will be in a circle.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Is there a theme that they have to paint to?
No. Okay. So artists usually prepare, some prepare, some don't. The event I went to in Canada, my friend was competing and she practiced all week up into it, showing us like, oh, I did this in 20 minutes. She did like animals. So
okay, cool.
Yeah, some people prepare, some people don't. Some people will flip their canvas last minute. Lots of people use masking tape, so they'll like tape it up and then paint all over it, and then the last minute they'll rip it all off and there'll be like this like landscape or something.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so like the surprise factor. Or
that's cool. It's the theater of it all.
Yeah, very absolutely.
Cool. So how did you get involved? How did you decide to bring this one out to Australia?
I was in Canada traveling, and my friend was competing, and I went to it and I was like, this is amazing, how has this not come to Sydney yet? And then I just spoke to one of the organizers on the night and she was like, yeah, yeah, this is an international business. We can, yeah, like I'll put you in contact with the CEO. And I didn't really think much of it. And then just started exchanging emails and
one thing led to another. Yeah. And here we are.
Yeah, back in Sydney and hosting Art Battle.
What was your favorite part of the Canada event that you went to? Having seen it play out before, yeah, what is the kind of, in your opinion, the best part of the night?
The audience interaction for okay. sure. And like all these people talking about art really openly and not being afraid to have an opinion where I think usually people that aren't in the art world are like, oh, I don't know how to say that I don't like that or that I like that. When everyone has to vote, so everyone's like, awesome. And everyone's like, oh my God, this is cool hearing your opinion coming from an artist, like being yeah. like, oh, that's, he's very technically trained and she's more of an amateur, but I like how she's approaching it. And
yeah,
everyone has to vote. So
how do they cast their votes? Is it like a hands up situation or
you get a ballot ticket when okay. you go in so yep. that has three votes on it.
Yep.
And you tear them off per round.
Okay.
So there's no cheating involved.
So how many artists are competing at any one time?
Six. So two rounds of six.
Yep.
20 minutes each.
Uh-huh.
Two winners from each round go into the final where there'll be four, yep. unless there's a draw. Yeah. And then there's also the chance for a wild card, so which Ooh. Is the most exciting thing. I really hope we have one for the first event. So if one of my artists can't come for some reason and I get sick or something happens, we go to the wild card protocol, which is any guest on the night, there's on the ballot paper, there's a name and email to like be able to send them, invite them to the next event. And then that goes into, you can ask them, do you want to be a wild card? That goes into a wild lucky draw hat or whatever. And we yeah. pick out, you know, so like if you're an artist going to the night, I entered as a wild card in Canada.
Yeah.
I didn't get it, thank God. Didn't want to battle my friend. I felt like that would be bad. Yeah.
I mean, if you're staying with them, certainly not.
Yeah.
Then you might be homeless.
Absolutely. And she ended up winning. So.
Oh, okay.
That was good.
It could be like an awkward night for yeah. everyone. So it's just someone who's come along and put their name kind of in a hat.
Absolutely.
Someone needs to take one for the team and just drop out of the
yeah,
finals.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the coolest
and
thing
they usually
ever.
Win, which is cool.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, because so there's no pressure.
How big are the canvases that we're painting?
Oh, they're in inches, so I forget.
Like big?
20 by 18 inches.
Okay.
Yeah, reasonable size.
I think
size.
In like Subway sandwiches. Like that's how I have to think of inches.
Yeah.
So we've got like 2 foot long Subway sandwiches.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Wow, these are big.
Pretty big, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and in Canada, some people approached it and just like one guy just blacked out the whole canvas straight up and everyone was like, whoa,
what are you doing? Do?
And they cut back into it, which was cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So completely, and some people do like abstracts, some people do portraits. But yeah, no external mediums, like photos. You can't use anything like that.
And then there's live music playing at the time as well. Who have you got playing at the event?
I've got Soma, which is like a neo-soul musician.
Very cool.
From the Inner West. Yeah, good friend of mine.
Very cool.
She'll be the feature artist, and they're going to do like a freestyle jazz set for about three sets of 20 minutes.
See, now this is too cool. You got like freestyle jazz.
Yeah.
You got people doing like amazing impromptu improvised art, and I'd assume a really cool crowd of people. I feel like this will attract a really cool crowd of people.
Yeah.
So are we holding more events throughout the year? How do people can you still register for this event?
No, because it's full.
We're full now, but for future events,
absolutely.
How can people register?
Online at artbattle.com. The second event is about to be confirmed. It'll be at Herman's Bar.
Cool.
On the 16th of March.
Yep.
Yeah, so I've already got like heaps of applications coming in, and then I'll just continue to organize them, aiming for 12.
Yep.
Because then each event has a winner that will go on to a bigger final.
So cool.
Yeah, which hopefully I can tee up with the Art Battle Hobart event.
Yes. And then we'll have like we could do like an Australian championship. Yeah. This could be like Eurovision. We could just like throw everyone in the world together and do these cool things. Can people still come along to the night? Are there still do you have to buy tickets to come or?
Yeah, $20 tickets.
Yep.
The money goes back into supplying the art supplies, canvas.
Cool.
Paying some professionals, photographer, MC, band.
Yeah. We like it when professional artists get paid. It's so important.
And the artworks do go for sale straight away in a silent auction. That's the other cool thing.
So cool. And then do the artists get the money for the things that they've created?
Yeah, they get 50% commission, which is pretty good.
It's pretty very good.
Yeah, very good.
I think. So if artists wanted to, so they're supplied, you say they'd get some art supplies. So like, I'd assume like paints and stuff. But if they wanted to bring their own stuff along, can they? Or
no.
Is it? Oh, okay.
No pre-mixing palettes. So I supply them with around 8-9 different colors.
Cool.
And a palette. And they can bring paintbrushes and masking tape.
That's up to them.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it is.
Just the colors.
See, this is just ridiculous. I've tried to paint something cool like once in my life. It's hanging in my house and people call it bird shit on concrete because that's what it looks like. So this is so, I think this would be really inspiring for people who are going along as well.
Yeah, for sure.
To think like I could do something cool like this in 20 minutes, or I'm just going to pay for one of these artworks and it'll look cool in my house.
And I can say I watched them paint in 20 minutes.
Yes. Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I feel like this event is like way too cool for me. Like this is, I keep saying it's cool, but it is. It really is. I'm thinking like a bit of like a grungy vibe. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I'm really glad that this has come to Sydney. I'm really, really glad. I think a lot of artists are going to have a lot of fun with it. It's a great place for like an emerging artist to get a start too.
Absolutely. Yeah. I want a huge variety of different artists and spectators.
Like
different age groups. I'd like to try and do an underage one for like teenagers.
Like a school version almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
I've had some interest from someone.
From like young people.
Yeah.
Young people would do really, I think they'd surprise us the most.
Yeah.
It's always like the young Archibald that always surprises me the most
too.
When you give kids the freedom to do cool creative things, they always go like above and beyond and do better than the adults and show everyone up.
Yeah, you're like far out, a 16-year-old did this.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and then the 16-year-old's going to get paid at the end of the night. Yeah. You think that it is literally the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
You go and buy a bunch of lollies or something, whatever kids buy. Yeah. I don't know what kids buy these days. We'll have to leave it there, but thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
That was Bexy there talking to us about Art Battle Sydney. It's taking place next Friday, 25th of January at the Factory Theatre, 7 p.m. Tickets are available through the Factory Theatre website. We'll pop some more links on the podcast at the end of the show. You can also go to artbattle.com.